League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Listen. Are you serious?
No.
Are you gonna dab to that? No one's afraid of you anymore.
Yeah, I'll fool you anyway.
He got me again.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
What you say?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
What you did, what you said.
Hey, shout out to my guy, my guys, all of them. Tear, Robbie, the guys over at Blood Brothers Barbecue, who I'm friends with. They're having a big 10-year anniversary party. I just want to shout out. There's tickets available for it, but it's like going to be like eight different chefs there from all over Houston that are some really good food spots, and they're going to be doing their party, their 10-year anniversary party. If you go to the website, Blood Brothers, you can find the tickets there. I'll just send you a link to the Eventbrite spot. But they're going to sell out, so it's still available. It's a four-hour event. I think tickets, I believe, are like $85. And then they'll just give you a tray with all these people's food on it, so you're going to grub and have a party. I'm going. John's going. I'm bringing my wife. So if you bleep with them, then I think you'll like it. It's going to be a fun time. I have a lot of fun with those guys, man. They're a lot of fun. They got a place in Vegas, by the way, where they go out there every once in a while and see how things are going. Our conservatory downstairs, by the way, is going to open in 7 days. We got a food hall right below our station now. They've been working on it 2 years.
I thought that was going to be a nightclub.
No. It's a food hall.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Rolling Fatties, Clutch City Grill.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a big food hall. It's nice looking.
We got Chan, too.
Chan. Burger Chan is
Burger
here.
Burger Chan. Yeah.
I just call it Burger Chan, and then when one of the owners says, oh, yeah, you know, in terms of what we're doing at Burger Chan, I'm like, oh, John, okay, Burger Chan.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, it was Charlie Chan, but now it's Chan. Okay.
It's Burger Chan.
Okay, is it okay to say, it's not okay to say Chan then, right?
Well, the name.
I'm just saying.
Don't say it like Mickey Rooney, Del.
No, I'm just
I don't even know what you're talking
the way
about.
Other people,
today.
The way you want it pronounced. Just
don't
like
do
you,
it.
You pronounce Spanish names. Some of them you pronounce the right way, and some you decide to say regularly for
no,
some reason.
I say everybody's name the way they should be said. That's the way I go.
I beg
do you
differ.
Say churro or churro?
Churro.
Oh, look at you roll your RR.
Yeah.
Nice. You're trying to keep it real.
That's how you do it.
Rockets did not play yesterday. A discussion that we had earlier, though, is that there's talk about Ime Udoka now making some changes after the All-Star break. And I think it's a good line of demarcation for him to say, okay, I mean, granted, it's past the midway point of the season, but this is a good spot for him to hit reset and say, what do we want to accomplish? What are our goals in the second half of the season? What are the Rockets' goals second half of the season? What should they be, John?
The Rockets' goals in the second half, win more road games.
Yep.
Okay. They're 5-22.
How about .500 record on the road?
Oh, my gosh. Forget about that. How about
why can't that be your goal?
How about winning 30% or 40%?
I want my goal. I think it's attainable.
There's zero chance they win 50% of their games on the road.
If Tari Eason, if everyone's healthy, I guess the first goal needs to be get everyone healthy. Since Tari Eason, this Tari Eason stuff's on my nerves.
That would be great.
Man.
Get everybody healthy would
How
be good.
How long has he been out now?
It's been, and they thought.
When's the last game? What's the last game you think he played?
The last game Tari Eason played, it's 6 weeks ago?
No, not that long. I don't think.
There's what?
It's been that long.
No? Are you sure?
Good one. January 1st is his last game.
That's 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24 minutes, 17 points.
24 minutes, 17
four
points.
Four rebounds. The game before that, 27 minutes, 10 points, 11 boards. The game before that, 25. Game before that, 26 minutes. Game before that, 20 minutes. Like, you know what his minutes are going to be. It's pretty much locked in stone. But, I mean, locked in. He's, of his last 10, he's played one game. So I guess he's only missed, how's that possible, missing 9 games in 6 weeks? That's not possible.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah. But Tari is, January 1st is last game. Dude, Tari, man, you got to get back out there.
No, yeah, no question. Well, okay, so goals for the second half, all right, be a top, okay, get back to.
Tari's played 22 games this year.
Get back to what you were doing and be a top 10 defensive team in the league.
Higher.
In the second.
I'm going top. I want top six.
They were They were the worst before.
So what? They were top three forever this year.
Yeah.
Why don't you make it a legitimate, like a challenge? Top eight. Top eight.
Top eight defensive
this
team in the second half.
Bargaining.
Win. Okay, so 27. They got 14 games left on the road. Let's say you win
6-8.
Even if you win 5, you double your total because you're 5-22 now, Lance. 5-22.
Okay, so you want to realistically go 5-9 or better.
5-9 or better.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay, this is something that
top
you have to
eight
do.
Defense.
You want? I want to see in the second half. I want to see Alperen Şengün, a 20-10 guy.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to see...
That's pretty reasonable.
It's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Jalen shoot 33% or higher and from three.
Good luck with that.
It seems like such a modest
It's not like... Am I asking a lot?
For him?
I'd like to see him find a rotation in the second half that he trusts in the fourth quarter. He's like, these are my guys, and these are the guys who come off the bench, and this is what it looks like. I may want less Jayshon Tate in my life, too. I may want less Jayshon Tate. I'm not sure I want a lot of Jayshon Tate.
I'm surprised. I'm with you on that one. I just don't get it. But you know what? He does season everything. But once Tari Eason comes back, you don't have to, right? Makes that redundant, a little bit redundant, right? But Tari does it a lot better than Jayshon does.
So what's your hope for road wins again? 5-9?
They're
actually 5-21, so they've played 26.
5-9 would be great.
I thought they were 5-22.
5-21, according to ESPN. So this is their upcoming road schedules. Let's see where you think these ones are coming from. At New Orleans, at Oklahoma City. At Phoenix, back to two games in Phoenix. Not back to back, but two games in Phoenix.
Although you've beaten the Nuggets. Why not beat Phoenix?
At Portland,
should be a dub.
At Sacramento, playoff team, or at least the play-in team. At San Antonio, look at that one and think that could be a win.
There's three I've come up with.
At Washington.
Dub, four.
At Oklahoma City again. At Utah, who we saw them push. I don't know if you saw, but they pushed Golden State last night.
Could be a dub.
At Minnesota. At Utah.
Yeah.
At Dallas, too. At Utah again. Then you got a Portland one again.
On the road?
Portland?
I'm giving you all their road games.
Back to back it?
Okay. No, they're not back to back. I'm just telling you throughout the rest of the schedule. They close out the year with three straight road games, which could mean they've already packed it in or they might care.
Yeah. No, they got to care because it's
care
now
about
they're
what?
Playing for.
They're not going to be in the play-in.
No, they're playing for next year to show that they should be on this team.
You think that matters to teams?
I think there will be some packing in, but who are the last three?
At Utah, at Portland, at L.A. The Clippers may not care, or they may be going for seeding, so you never know.
There's no reason that they couldn't win 5 games in there. There's no reason that they couldn't lose many of those. They don't play well. But there's winnable games. I think you could win in New Orleans. I mean, but you also could probably lose.
The team that just lost at Memphis? Now, Memphis did beat Milwaukee last night.
I know. But I do think once you have Tari Eason back, like, this is – we cannot minimize your starting point guard and your number one energy guy off the bench.
When are they coming back?
It's got to be
– No, it's supposed to be. Back. They expected him back. They expected Tari back a while ago.
Do you know we're looking at a Snacks is just, supposed to recover from a – he'll be out of a sling from a broken collarbone the same time as Tari Eason. People get back from fibula breaks as quick as Tari Eason's coming back. This is like crazy. What the hell was his injury that he's out this long? He tear a meniscus?
No.
Seriously, what is his injury that he's out over 6 weeks?
Is it what I forget what it is? Is it oblique or is it?
I think they said he had a setback. Lower leg I remember injury. He had a setback.
Just a lower leg injury is what it's called.
Oh my God. That's just come, get back. Okay. Can we stop this now? Can we stop this? Get back, Tari. Your guys need you. 713-780-3776. You need John Clay Wolf is what you need. You need John Clay Wolf in your life when you want to sell your car. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. John Clay Wolf buys cars every single day. It's what John Clay Wolf does. How about that he just buys cars? Just give me more for my vehicle. If you're, okay, when did you ever say, listen, I'm going to pay you more. I want to pay you more for whatever it is I'm buying from you. I'll pay you more than the other guys. That's what I want to do. I just want to pay you more. And that's what John Clay Wolf does every day. John Clay Wolf says, oh, wait a minute. CarMax said that much. Well, I'll give you this much. Okay, I'll beat that offer. And if you can't beat that, if I can't beat that offer, I'm so convinced that I'll beat that offer, then I'm going to send you $100. Well, John Clay Wolf doesn't send you $100 because John Clay Wolf beats that deal. So when you are selling your car, there is only one place that you have to go, because who else is telling you, I will give you $100 if I can't give you the most for your vehicle? Who else does that? Nobody else does that. It is what John Clay Wolf does every single day. Been doing, will continue to do. He's the best. If you're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle, there's one place that you have to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Oh. Just a city. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert's here. That just sounds like it could be depressing, but let's get him in. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Doing okay?
Yeah, how are you?
Not so good anyway.
You sad?
Had a long night last night anyway.
What happened?
I just don't know. I just had a long night anyway, you know.
Couldn't sleep?
Yeah, sometimes you just have long nights.
I want to comment about that Kansas City parade anyway.
Yeah.
They should let kids be out anyway, you know. They can prevent it anyway, you know. Teenage kids shouldn't be going to that parade anyway, you know. So next year it'll be our turn to have a parade.
Wait.
They don't have to anyway, you know.
I don't understand. You said the kids shouldn't be out at the parades?
What's that?
Did you say the kids shouldn't be out at the parades, or teenagers shouldn't be out at the parades, or what'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said, what are you, okay, what did you say?
No, I said, what did you say?
No, what did you say? What did you say? What did you say about the parade?
They should allow kids to go out of school that day anyway, you know?
They shouldn't let kids out of school that day?
No. Right.
Is that what he said?
He might have a point here.
Right.
if kids were in school.
No. Okay, so the kid. So here, when we have Astros,
we
parades,
shouldn't. No, kids shouldn't be
out of school.
Go to school, learn stuff instead of.
Instead of
you want kids partying in the streets when they should be in school learning?
Nah, you can go. You can go. Kids could go to celebration parties. No, I mean, they do have to make that school day up, probably, but I don't know, Gilbert. I don't know if I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I've been laughing when I asked you questions.
Yeah, I
did
talked
you hear some stuff from the NFL Network?
Yeah,
yeah,
you got that stuff?
I asked. They do not. They are not giving out anything right now.
What?
Seriously, nothing. They have nothing. It's like they haven't. They don't even stock anything anymore.
Wow.
I don't know what they're doing. They got to have something.
Company.
Yeah, they got to have something, but they're not giving us anything. They didn't even give us new clothes for the combine this year, Gilbert. I didn't even get a quarter zip, a pullover, nothing. So we don't even have new stuff for the combine.
Cheap-ass company he works for, Gilbert.
I'm just telling you the truth. So, nope, I don't have anything. They're not even giving me anything.
Wow. That's awful.
Okay, then. So.
Yep.
Hey, did you see?
Give me a picture. Give me a
Yeah, we need a picture. Nobody Colleen Wolf has a picture. Colleen Wolf has a picture, doesn't she?
I'm going to ask if she's up now.
No.
Hold on, Gilbert. Don't go anywhere.
Well, don't like ask you were. It that way, though.
Want to say you up?
No.
Watch. You up? I'm asking her right now, Gilbert.
Are you up?
Now? Oh,
you
Colleen up has notification silence. Well, she, probably because she's on the West Coast sleeping.
Asleep yeah. at
she's
7:22.
Asleep at 7:22.
Gilbert, yeah. Do you want a headshot of her, or do you want like a full picture?
Yeah. What do you want, Gilbert?
What do you want? Type of picture do you want? The reaction time's not great today.
No, he's a little off. He had a long night, he said.
His phone sucks again, too.
Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah?
Would you like a headshot, like just a picture of her face, or do you want like a full body shot?
The whole body.
Just whatever. He doesn't care.
No, he might care. What type of picture do you want, Gilbert?
What would you say?
I'm not doing Lance this.
This isn't working.
I'm not doing that.
He's going to trick you, too.
No, he's not.
Well, what did you say?
He's not going to trick me.
He just don't listen. Just nothing.
Gilbert is destroying you two today.
He didn't destroy me.
He is destroying you two.
He didn't destroy me. He didn't get me.
Okay, Gilbert wins again.
He did.
Outsmarted both of you.
He did beat me.
I just didn't hear what he said. I didn't know what he said that kids shouldn't go to school or they shouldn't go to the parades or something. I just didn't know.
I learned from what he did to Lance. He didn't get me. I'm not getting in a back and forth.
He didn't get me. We just didn't understand
each
other.
He got you. He destroyed
you.
That
happens.
All right. Gilbert, you had a rough night,
yeah.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I had a rough night. Okay.
All right. Okay. It was good
sleep.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to explain to Colleen why I said you up again.
Can you just outright ask her for a picture for a fan, and will she just send it to you?
You know what? I will text her because she'll bring it. Maybe she'll bring it to Combine if she's going to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if she's coming.
Or you can just
we got tight on how many people go to Combine. So
man,
I'll see.
Everybody's cutting
maybe
back.
I can get – oh, I have an Angry Run shirt from Kyle Brandt. I got to go. I was going to say I could give it to Gilbert, an Angry Run shirt.
Yeah. But Kyle Brandt? I don't care about Kyle Brandt. The only guy he cares about is Owen Confuente. That's
it. Something, but it's something free.
But I know, but that doesn't make it. The only guy, well, Dave Ward and Owen Confuente, that's it. Otherwise, it's all women. All women all the time.
He likes things.
Yeah, he likes things.
But he didn't ask for a shirt from Kyle Brandt. Is it?
It just says Angry Runs. It doesn't have Kyle Brandt's
picture
on it. But
does it have NFL Network on it? He's probably not going to care then.
No, I don't think he has NFL. And he doesn't watch Good Morning Football.
Yeah, forget about that.
You don't think that would help me? Or
no.
Do you think it's just going to spur him to ask for more? Like, for example, if you feed –
the ducks?
Like, I fed my dogs before. I gave them food I was having, right? Worst mistake in the world. Because now I can't go anywhere without Split sitting next to me and hitting his soft paw on me like, hey – what about me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I just have green beans, buddy. That's good. I'll eat green beans. I'll eat broccoli. It's Chinese broccoli? Chinese food broccoli?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all over broccoli and green beans and lettuce. He loves it. We gave Gilbert stuff for years. Bikes, cash, everything, egg rolls, whatever, and it's the same. If I gave him this shirt.
But then your dog never says no, not that.
That's what I'm saying. This is never going to stop either. We already know that, but you don't think he would like a shirt? Angry Runs.
You're going to have to explain it to him, who it's from, what's it mean. He's not going to care.
He's just going to throw it aside. Yeah. He'll never wear it.
He'll never.
Never mind.
He doesn't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you get him. He just.
Whoa. What if I say Colleen Wolf gave you this? That'll work, right? I got him on a technicality.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He wants something he can look at. Okay. Because.
But what if I said this is from
Colleen? Those long nights.
What if I say this is from Colleen Wolf? Jeez.
You better get her to wear it first.
Better smell like
this is not the thing we're doing with the great.
Well, then, then forget about it. And,
oh, by the way,
put this shirt on.
To answer your question, he wants a full body. But I'll answer the question for you.
I knew the answer. Yeah, I just wanted him to say it.
I think he likes pretty girls. I don't think it's like that, though.
Oh, okay.
Headshots is fine.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. But you want to give him a shirt.
Would he like it better if it came?
Yes, he
one
would.
One of her shirts?
Yeah, yes, obviously.
Hey.
But no, we're not doing that. Not with the great Colleen Wolf. We're not doing
that. No, we're not. You know what we never even talked about yesterday? That you missed Dell when we say, did we miss anything?
I'm supposed to be the one who answers that? Okay.
Isaiah Stewart and Drew Eubanks.
I put that on the rundown.
Well, but did we talk about it?
I thought you just ignored it.
Are you the producer or not?
I put on the rundown.
Produce the damn show.
I put on the rundown. You choose what you get to or not. I don't force
just
you to talk about a story. My job is to serve it up, whether you eat it or not. That's not up to me.
I left it on the plate.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do about it? Am I supposed to spoon feed you that?
Scrape it off.
Yeah.
Scrape it off the plate and put. No.
You're a grown man. I'm not going to feed you.
Well, what I said, what did we miss today? Did you say it? No.
You can't blame me for that. I tuned this show out 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, you were just being a jerk yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
And not today.
Not apparently it carried over.
Yeah, I don't know when I stopped being a jerk.
It carried over. I'll tell you who's not. I mean.
Oh. In your news of the weird.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. We got it. Don't worry.
The
I already
guy?
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Yeah. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Wow. Do we have. Wow. Are there some people who just. I mean, that's something a 16-year-old would do.
You've got to stick around for news of the weird.
And by
that's
the way, the Isaiah Stewart thing we mentioned but did not talk about is he punched Drew Eubanks before a game. Isaiah Stewart wasn't even active. He wasn't going to play. Yeah. Somehow he had a confrontation with Drew Eubanks before the game. A son, Isaiah Stewart, plays for the Pistons, and he hit him.
And now, apparently, well, the son, I mean. And they're not happy. The Pistons aren't happy with the way that the Suns handled it by calling the police.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Well, he did punch
him. He walked up. Well, the two of them were toe-to-toe.
Having a discussion.
Were face-to-face. But he just hauled off and hit Drew Eubanks. No, Eubanks, they said, wasn't even fazed by it.
Yeah, well, that's the story.
But he did get arrested.
Yeah, that's the story they're telling Eubanks. It was a soft punch.
Isaiah Stewart's got some
anger. Yeah, if you don't know about Isaiah Stewart, I put the video on, not that it helps people, but the video of him trying to get after LeBron, after LeBron elbowed him and he saw his own blood, that's one of the dudes who's about it.
Like, yeah.
He's the one that tears through everyone?
Yeah, he's relentless.
Oh, he's the one that tears through everyone. That's the meme where, let me at him when no one can stop him?
Yeah. Now, that guy really is a let me at him
guy.
He's
a guy that Draymond and him got tied up, and Draymond's like, whoa. Even Draymond's like, I ain't gonna try this guy. He's one of them.
Hey, I got one guy for you, and that's Jason Brinkman at 281-480-ROOF. If you don't manage, if you don't do anything with your roof, guess what's going to happen? You're going to pay for it. And you're going to pay for it big because the insurance company is not going to cover it. And if the insurance company doesn't cover it, man, it can get really, really costly. And especially, and the insurance company isn't going to cover any damages inside of your home because you didn't maintain your roof. Okay. And then now you've got big, big problems. If we should have especially here in Houston. We get winds, we get rain, we get storms, we get hail, we get all of these things. But the insurance company is going to say, listen, you didn't maintain this roof. You got any proof that you maintained the roof? Well, yes, I do, sir. I have Brinkman quality. Brinkman came and they took care of my roof and they said it was excellent. And now you have to pay me, sir. That's right. So you got to have that proof. You've got to at least, and especially, when was the last time you actually checked your roof? Have you checked your roof? And if it's starting to become shiny, you need Brinkman Roofing right away, because that means that it's really, really slipping away and you could get some serious problems in your home. Don't want it? All you need to do is go to BrinkmanQuality.com. That's two N's on Brinkman. BrinkmanQuality.com or call 281-480-ROOF.
ESPN 97.5.com. Tiger Friendly Radio.
And he says, well, obviously you want to watch the guy with the big one. I said, well, you ain't that straight.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anything that we missed today, Del?
I've got one.
Yes.
We missed the Waste Management Open, pushing tickets up to $550 per person.
So I think they're 200 some now. They're going to push it up to 550.
When you say the ticket, is that a day? Is that a weekend pass?
It's like, a how day does that work? Pass. That's a day.
So every day you have to buy that?
I would imagine.
Whoo, say it.
550.
So it'll cost you $1,100 to go to 2 days of...
Or maybe that's the 4 days. That seems low.
They probably make you buy all 4 days.
I don't know what it costs to get into a...
And they're going to limit how many people can go.
Neat stuff. What I was going to get to was we missed a major nostalgia moment for millennials across the country. The first trailer for NCAA College Football 25 came out yesterday.
Yeah, I was into it.
A game that I haven't played console games really since that game stopped being available.
Console games since then?
Only reason I had a console was to play NCAA, and I really haven't played a game since. The last one.
Really? That was the only... You don't play FIFA?
No. FIFA is fine, but I'm not really that into it. That game was released on 13. I haven't played, and it was titled 14. I haven't played a game really since then, and the first trailer came out. You didn't really see much. You saw, like, what... You saw them...
Making jerseys. It was weird.
Building the jerseys, so you'll see... what the in-game jerseys will look like a little bit. You saw some of the mascot stuff they're doing. The full reveal will come in May. I'm sure they'll do little drips and drabs leading up to it. But the game is real. People were concerned that it wasn't real. They got all the NIL stuff, but the name, image, and likeness stuff as far as getting the players, hey, we're going to give you a little piece to have your real names in it. And so all that stuff is settled. I think over the course of the next couple months, you'll see all the teams, all the universities, and the Twitter accounts say, we're in the game, we're in the game, as a hype thing. So for millennials like myself, that game was a part of growing up, playing that game in summer. So NCAA coming back. Although they're going to call it EA Sports College Football to avoid having to deal with the NCAA, because no one wants to deal with them.
Yeah, they're still going to have to share, though, right?
No, yeah, the players will get money. Yeah. They had to do a licensing agreement with the teams, too. Yeah. I mean, with the schools. But, yeah, the major thing was if they could get the players in the game, and they have agreed to that. So the players, the schools, all that stuff will be in there. Yeah. And a lot of people were excited about it yesterday to know it's actually coming.
I don't know how much I'll play it. We'll see. I mean, we had a rule where you couldn't be Michael Vick. It was just... He just made it almost unfair.
Like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl.
I mean, Vic, everyone would play Vic, and then you're Vic, and then it's just you're not doing anything but running around. It's impossible to catch up with. Vic was – it is like Tecmo Bowl. It was kind of like that. But, college football was really fun. It was cool. You could – and they're going to do so many different things now. You know, I haven't played Madden for years, and I just don't feel like learning any of the new stuff. So I said, I'm just going to give it up. I play FIFA. I've played my son in NBA 2K, but Mason's too good, so I'm not going to walk in someplace where I know I'm going to lose against one of my kids, so you can forget that. As soon as I beat him, I said, I'm retiring as champion of the world. Play me again! Like, nope, I won't play him anymore. I'll play you in FIFA, and even that's gotten tougher. But yeah, the college football is a really big deal. Have they figured out? I assume they've already figured out the NIL for all the players.
They figured out the licensing stuff. The players will get a piece. That was the delay to see if they can actually get this thing off the ground initially. But they figure that out. The game is coming out in in the summer. They haven't have official release date. It has normally come out in the past in like late July leading into the season, but the full reveal will come in May, so we'll get to see what the gameplay looks like. But yeah, for anyone my age, and you saw people across the world, like NFL players who, you know, they grew up playing the game too, they're excited about it. So for those who love that game and want college football back, you're going to get it. And probably around July, that's usually when it's come out in the past.
Neat stuff.
No, mine was better than yours.
No, neat stuff.
No, you're how much is a voice management ticket going to cost from going forward?
He neat stuff to you because you neat stuff.
And mine was better than his.
No, you okay, something that's coming out in July.
Ooh, well, the trailer
really
came
out. Important right now.
Well, the trailer Ooh. Came out yesterday.
Boy, good thing we got it in before
Actually,
we finished.
Millennials
had
had a big,
hold on.
Millennials had a big week because, it's more millennial than Gen X.
Yeah.
It's been a big deal with Usher.
Sure.
Playing Super Bowl and... For sports fans, the
hey John, when's the next waste management?
It doesn't matter. Prices just went up.
So let's talk Super about
prices Bowl, went up.
Let's
right
talk
now.
About the prices of the That's tickets right. a year away. Oh, okay, great.
Okay, what about Rob Manfred?
What about him?
We're not going to have
Why
him anymore, which is a great
this?
Thing.
He announced, "I'm retiring." Like, what? You're stepping out in 2029? Like,
well,
go away.
That's even
Stop
further away.
Make, yeah.
But that. What about these jerseys everybody's talking about?
Oh, man.
He
the
spoke
Fanatics
on that.
So here's the thing. I know a lot of people are very tight with Panini, and Panini's number one.
I've been tight with a few Paninis in my life.
Yeah, but the Panini trading cards. Now, Fanatics has bought a lot of things over the years, but they've got beef with each other. And Fanatics stole some people from DraftKings. And Fanatics has pissed a lot of people off. And Fanatics, you know the guy who hosts the White Party? Michael Rubin? That's Fanatics.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's his money. He's got a ton of money, kind of splashy. And now the players are pissed off because they say it looks like a Taylor Ward, Angels outfielder, said it looks like a replica. Feels like kind of papery. It could be great when you're out there sweating, I guess. It may be breathable, but I haven't had the opportunity to try that out. But from the looks of it, it doesn't look like a $450 jersey. So far, thumbs down. Nike claims the New Jersey softer and lighter and stretchier than the previous, but many players say it's worse. In clubhouses around the league on Wednesday, they criticized the poor fit, cheap look, inconsistent quality, and small lettering. And apparently they are really, when I wear my pants, I feel like I'm wearing someone else's pants, said Carlos Estevez. He laughed at the spacing and shrunken nature of the lettering on the back of his jersey and moan the fact he can't customize his pants to his preference. Yeah, that's...
apparently, don't MLB teams, their equipment people, don't they have people who sew? So maybe they'll be able to do the alterations. Have you seen Verlander's jersey, him wearing it? You know how Verlander's somewhat of a long name, but it ain't so long that it can't fit on the jersey. The new jerseys, instead of like going across the number, it wraps around. Like the Verlander starts on like the three, the mid part of the three, and then ends the R is like the mid part of the five. It just curls around as opposed to going straight across.
I don't care that much about it, but if a player can't, like if they're not comfortable on the jerseys and they are made cheaper or whatever, it's a Nike. By the way, Fanatics did it with Nike.
Yeah, and Manfred,
so it's a Nike jersey.
Yeah, Manfred talked about it and said it's more for the player and how they feel while they're playing. Like he said, it's an active wear thing. It ain't really about aesthetics.
So I saw a video of the All-Stars last year. I think they introduced it at the All-Stars, and the players all loved it. And now they all hate it.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much Nike might have changed it since then. But apparently they loved it last. They were all like, yeah, this is great. This is lighter.
That's what he said.
I'm not sweating in it.
That's what he said they're for, yeah. To be a more fit for them to play like in the summer. We know how they in the summer and all that stuff. It's not going to be as heavy, but the look of it, people are killing it so far. And like particularly the authentic quote-unquote jerseys that they're selling, like people love when the stuff is stitched on and sewed on. Now they're like screen printed on kind of, and people say it's giving it a cheap look and cheap feel. So
well, it does look cheaper next to the older jerseys.
It definitely does. Yes.
It definitely does. But you know what? The football jerseys all got smaller and the different material. And,
true.
Yeah, but nobody apparently that's not okay with. Baseball just wants to bitch. That's all.
Well, if you look at them though, they do look
subpar.
Players
are historically a little whiny.
Yeah. No. very whiny.
Yeah.
Extremely whiny.
I don't particularly care about the players whining, but if you look at what the fans get to buy.
Yeah, now that's the real issue.
They do subpar.
No, the real issue is that the fans are going to be stuck paying inordinate amounts of money for lower quality jerseys.
Right.
And you know, Astros fans have bought a lot of jerseys. A lot of jerseys. And if you're getting that kind of jersey at team apparel stores, the Astros aren't going to be happy about it either. If the fans are getting lower, if you're trying to get your tipping on and then the Fofo jersey, the Yordan jersey, you're not going to be happy with that. The tipping will be real small potentially, although they'll sew it probably for you here, but you'll get small tipping on.
Well,
and then your Fofo is going to be small and all janky.
What?
Who wants that?
Why are you talking about Fofos? And
because that's the song, Tipping On. Can you play it?
We don't have time. We got to go to break.
Well, what did we learn about? What did we learn yesterday at Republic Boot about how they stitch and?
Oh my gosh! So
you can talk about that.
Is this when a we close
the show? In the next segment, you can talk about what
you
learned.
I can do it right now.
Up and do it right there.
Well, it's my turn.
Anyway, it's his turn.
You talk about Proximo.
Oh, Maestro, this is just confusion galore. Look at him.
What's he doing?
Poor ship steering. Maestro Bell, they're part of the Proximo Spirit brand, and they have Bushnells, and they have a lot of different types of alcohol. If you are someone listening to me and you're in the restaurant business, you're in the hotel and restaurant management business, you're school at U of H, and you're going to go work at a restaurant or whatever. If you run a bar, if you are an owner or a manager of a bar, make sure you reach out to Proximo and find out about Maestro Dobel, because they want to get Maestro Dobel in your spot. Maestro Dobel is a phenomenal tequila, really great, tastes great. The processes that they use to distill it are amazing when it comes to the flavor profiles. They've got a variety of different types of tequilas. And I think the key is there's different tequilas for different things. There's different tequilas for margaritas. There's different tequilas for smoky margaritas, for different types of cocktails, for sipping tequilas. You've got a wide variety to choose from with Maestro Dobel, and they want you to embrace the fact that you can get a high-quality premium tequila at an affordable price at most of your fine liquor stores that are around the city of Houston. If they don't have it at your liquor store, at your restaurant, ask for it by name. It's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being your tram donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS?
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The police need your help, people. Apparently, video surveillance has caught a man, is seeing a man.
This is in spring.
The store owner advised that an unknown male entered his business, removed merchandise from the display shelves, inserted the items into his rectum, then place them back on the display shelves.
Hold on a second. On TV, what I saw was put it under his kilt, which immediately the kilt is like, huh. So what we're saying is probably no underwear under the kilt.
Right.
And I saw the videos, and I will say, I saw a video of one where it did go to the back.
Yes. I'm looking at one. He goes straight to the back.
Yeah.
He's wearing a black muscle shirt and a gray green kilt.
Oh, what I saw was white. Oh no, it's done it multiple times.
Yes.
By the way, multiple antique shops. He does this at antique shops.
Yeah. Is this what's his name? That's on ESPN with the muscle shirt on.
This is a Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Is this?
No,
Pat
it's
McAfee?
A bald guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pat McAfee didn't.
Is Pat
rub
McAfee?
His
walking into
rub
stores,
his junk on
not his junk.
Antiques.
He's run. Listen,
well, I don't,
and I don't know if he.
I can. It could be
if
a
he's
double
wide,
bubble.
He's putting
that, no,
no.
Oh my god!
And he's putting it back on the shelves. Now, what kind of crime is he? I don't. Lewdness, grossness. What is he? What would be the charges?
Well, to me, it's trespassing.
Well,
you're trespassing.
Yes, you're.
On
well,
your body.
Stuff is trespassing into his stuff.
See, I don't know about all that. Like, can they tell he did that much? That was an aggressive run.
No, yes, they can tell. He's putting it. People are saying, yes, we're watching him putting.
What about this? Either way.
Apparently.
This is happening in spring.
It's happening in spring.
Shops.
In spring.
Multiple antique shops. He's going to get caught.
Yeah.
First thing I got to stop doing.
Well, they've got pictures of him.
Yeah. First thing you got to do, throw all the kilts away.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, if you're wearing a kilt, only maybe it's Chance, and he shaved
his
head.
It's not Chance.
He wears a kilt?
We don't know this person. It's nobody we know.
I know. I saw Chance in a kilt before.
You can't just say.
Maybe he's rubbing.
Maybe it's Jackie. He's bald-headed.
Maybe Jackie borrowed his kilt.
We may have a suspect. That's horrible. And that's happening here. We can't make fun of Florida when we got people doing these things.
I know, right? We're Texas.
Come on, clean it up, Spring.
Spring? Man.
We're not doing this in the Galleria area.
Spring, you're gross. A Penn State professor. This one is a lot like the other one. Only it involves a collie caught on video. And also a tractor in which the stick shift.
Oh, man.
Can't
you play something about this and
this
get him off
the spot? Penn State chemical engineering professor. He says he's been caught, and he says, I just wanted to let off some steam in the dog, apparently.
No.
In the collie. You're just gross, dude. You're just gross, and you can't teach at Penn State. Even Penn State doesn't want you anymore.
I mean, and they've had Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons.
Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky.
Well, I'm dirty, filthy.
Yeah, he's dirty and filthy.
Holy
Gary moly, Palmer.
I don't know if I can keep going on with these. Dude. After your two leads, I don't know that we should keep doing this.
Gary Palmer in Alabama.
Bring back male golfer, female golfer. It's fine.
Gary Palmer, Alabama candidate for U.S. House Speaker, said God gave him clarity to break term limits promise. Do you think God told Gary Palmer that he doesn't have to have term limits?
What is Gary Palmer's position?
Gary Palmer is a candidate for Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
So a man who is seeking power is trying to find a way to get unlimited power?
He was elected in 2014. He broke the promise when he announced he would seek a sixth term in office. He said he wouldn't do that. But
so
God
once he
gave
got
clarity.
So God told him, hey, it's okay if you continue to stay in power.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Makes sense.
Lawmakers in Idaho are proposing a $420 fine for marijuana possession. 420? You think that's the right number?
I mean, I feel like it's
a little.
420 generally celebrates. You're turning that on its head there.
Yeah, right. 420, and now that's not a celebration.
No, it's a. Speaking of that, I got a. It's not for weed. I got a ticket for at the party at your birthday party / Super Bowl party. I got a ticket for my right wheel being too far away from the curb.
Oh no!
I've gotten that before.
$40.
$40.
Yeah, I've gotten that one before.
You should have LA'd. Would have been cheaper.
Should have valeted.
You should have valeted for 20.
I didn't know that I was breaking a law. I thought I was close enough. $40.
$20 valets.
That's what you are. You just don't care about the rules.
Okay. That's what I am. What am I?
He doesn't want to pay 20 for a valet. What's wrong with that?
No, he's just a rule breaker. How about parking close like you're supposed to do?
I thought I parked close
instead
enough.
Instead of breaking rules.
I wasn't trying to. $40 for that?
$40.
Terrible.
I wish it was like $300.
I know you're an awful person.
That would have been great.
I thought we were best friends. Now we're not anymore.
Friends.
No, not anymore. If you're all hoping I get a $300 ticket, Houston's right about you. You're terrible.
Hey, Lance and I were both at Republic Boot yesterday, and I got to tell you, it is awesome. The boots start at $395. And listen, these are boots of the 1836. They are fantastic. They actually, Republic Boot Company is making these boots as well. Now, if you customize a boot, it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to be more expensive, but you get to pick all of the stuff. But
it lasts forever.
And so will these 1836 too. And here's the deal too: is that going to fit my foot? They are going to stretch it. Every single boot is made of 100% leather. They're going to stretch it and make sure that it fits your foot perfectly. Even the ones that are not custom made. Okay, you want a suit, a sport coat. You want a shirt, everything, a hat, rodeo ready right now. The rodeo is coming up. We're going to be out there February 26th at Republic Boot, but you can be there anytime. Today, as a matter of fact, they're going to have entertainment, an open bar. You don't pay a dime. They don't have a liquor license, so you don't have to pay a dime. Yet you can go there and just watch music, who's ever up on the stage. It's awesome. Every Friday afternoon they do this. If you want to have an event there, like Ferrari had an event there, and they were like, oh, this is going to be – and they said this was awesome. And they made a boot for Ferrari that is fire. Look, it doesn't matter what it is, and if you want to customize a boot, there is one place to go. It is so Texas. When you walk in, you're going to go, man, this is so, so Texas. You're looking for the best place to get your boot on this rodeo season. 1133 East 11th Street in the Heights. RepublicBootCompany.com. RepublicBootCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.